Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Silly me. My house is only a few miles away from the Mount, Edith Wharton's country estate in the Berkshires, but I just learned she's making a comeback. Of course, she never really went away. Wharton's tales about America's Gilded Age, those late 19th, early 20th century decades of excess, earned her enduring fame. In 1921, she became the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for her luminous novel, The Age of Innocence. But after Wharton's death in 1937, critics pigeonholed her as a fuddy-duddy novelist of manners. Worse, readers forgot her. Not anymore. The second season of HBO's The Gilded Age, partly inspired by her works, will start streaming later this year. And director Sofia Coppola just announced that she's making an Apple TV miniseries. It's based on the author's 1913 novel, The Custom of the Country. Suddenly, Wharton is hot. Or maybe not so suddenly. Her literary reputation rebounded decades ago when something called Edith Wharton Studies popped up in college English departments. Today, the field has a peer-reviewed journal of its own and PhD students all over the world parsing Wharton's elegant prose. Why do her novels about a long-vanished America still beguile us? Maybe because they're so current. Wharton nailed our national obsession with wealth and the outward displays thereof. More impressive still, she predicted a feature of our new social media-drenched age, the manufacture of fame. Consider one of Wharton's most memorable heroines, Undine from The Custom of the Country. A poor girl from the sticks, she sets out to take New York society by storm, not just with her ambition and good looks, but also savvy manipulation of the media. She cultivates journalists. She has her own press agent, knows where the cameras and columnists will be. All this was scandalous back then. Today, it's standard practice for rising celebrities, internet influencers, tech billionaires, preening politicians. The Kardashians, Meghan Markle, Elon Musk, George Santos, they're all right out of an Edith Wharton novel. It's great that she's relevant again. Too bad we didn't learn one of Wharton's big lessons decades ago, the one about fame. People like Undine, who seek it too fast, too cravenly, often fall hard. That used to be a custom of this country, and it too deserves a comeback. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.